So I'm trying to attempt a little review on the book that I read recently. The name of the book is The Gospel According to Jesus Christ. The author of the book is Jose Saramago. He got the Nobel Prize for Literature in the year 1988. As I mentioned earlier, it is a Portuguese book, and I read the English version of the book, and it is translated by Giovanni Pontiero. The original name of the book is O Evangelho Segundo Jesus Cristo. So let me talk about the book. Jesus is the main character of the book. Jesus is a name, household name, for most of the Western world. We know who he is, what he stands for, and we think we know his origins. But really? Do we really know it? Or is our knowledge more a product of myth and legend? Well, Jose Saramago's fictional account of the gospel, I repeat, fictional account of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, provides an alternate history, a history that may be said to be more realistic from the point of view of a skeptic. This novel tells the tale of Jesus, son of Joseph, from the time of his birth up to his death. It follows most of what the Bible says, with a few major changes. I'll assume that the readers of this review are familiar with the biblical account of life of Jesus. So I'll just point out the changes that are crucial to this alternate account. First of all, Saramago's gospel fills in the missing years of Jesus' life. In the Bible, there is an account of the life of Jesus from his birth up to when he was 12 years old. Then nothing else is reported until he's 30 and is baptized by John at the Jordan River. In this novel, however, this is not the case. There are plenty of accounts of Jesus' life in between. His father Joseph dies when he is 13, and he leaves his house to fend for himself for several years, spending time as a shepherd with a character named Pastor, who is later revealed to be as the devil. Saramago rearranges several biblical episodes in this book. For example, the Bible states that Jesus spent a considerable period of time alone after being baptized, and the devil proceeds to tempt him. In Gospel, however, the temptation occurs while Jesus is a shepherd with the pastor. The Bible also says that Jesus spent 40 days with God, learning of this purpose here on earth. The novel sees this as an episode on the Sea of Galilee when a mist envelops the boat that Jesus was occupying, and God and Jesus, together with the devil, had a conversation. Perhaps the most controversial aspect of this novel is the fact that Jesus is portrayed to have carried on a relationship with Mary Magdalene. Yes, Jesus is not a virgin in this novel. He has a partner, and given what I know about religion and its supporters, I don't think that sits well with the conservative folk. But seriously, is the biblical narrative realistic? Reading this book has made me reflect on my own religious upbringing, and it has lent support on my current beliefs, which is one of religion. Is it really realistic for a regular human being to be free of natural human desires, including sex and alcohol? I find this book a more realistic account of a man who, having existed 2000 years ago, happened to have big dreams for himself. Another aspect of gospel raised is that of faith. Religion teaches us that God is almighty and that it is a virtue for one to give one's life to God, whether by being a martyr or by devoting one's time and effort for the works of God. However, has it ever occurred to anyone of us that God is perhaps the most selfish being that humans have ever conceived of? God is restless. God is never pleased. God never sacrifices. God needs lambs that are not injured and or diseased. God needs martyrs. God needs people who will be decapitated, beheaded, burned alive, tarred and feathered, and so on. There is an episode in the novel where Jesus asks God about the future, and God responds that there will be wars in which there will be plenty of people who will die just so that God can be appeased. From a skeptic's point of view, that is a very selfish supernatural being requiring the deaths of plenty of individuals just for own self. In reading the gospel according to Jesus Christ, it might sound like Saramago is preaching to the choir. After all, I already identify as an atheist. But I challenge all the believers out there to pick this book up and see an alternative account. Yeah, really. My experience with religion in the past was such that believers were discouraged to read material that might compromise one's faith. But in my point of view, unless one challenges one's faith, then one doesn't know whether one's faith is strong or weak. Read this book and see if you still believe in the mythological account of the Bible. The way I see it, there is more points in which one needs to suspend one's disbelief in the biblical account than in San Marcos. Thank you.